Attorney Steve Hinton says he's still angry about that 2012 police shooting.
There was no way that the story that was being told was accurate or true.
Hinton used to be a Cook County State's attorney, and he represented Xavier McCord's family in a lawsuit against Maywood. He says the first problem with the shooting is that the officers had no good reason to confront McCord in the first place.
Now, the police even testified that we didn't see Xavier do anything wrong. We didn't see Xavier commit a crime.
According to police records, Officer Michael Babich told investigators they went after McCord because he made an evasive turn after seeing their police car. Babich and his partner, Officer Kyle Rice, didn't radio in that they were going to try and make an arrest. They turned away back up and then ignored a radio call from another officer. At each step, they violated police policies meant to ensure officer safety, to prevent situations where an officer could end up in fear for his life and be forced to pull the trigger. Babich told investigators that when they got to the top floor landing, McCord turned to face him with a gun in his hand, and Babich shot him dead. Officer Rice said he couldn't see McCord during the confrontation, but after McCord fell to the floor, a gun tumbled down to the second floor landing. And then, Officer Rice said he picked up McCord's gun with his bare hand and carried it out to the trunk of his car to secure the scene.
There's a number of things you can do to preserve fingerprints if you were trying to preserve them. But if you weren't trying to preserve them, you pick up that gun just like they did.
Based on the Illinois State Police records, no one besides Rice, his partner, and one other Maywood officer saw Rice carry the gun outside and put it in the trunk. What many people did see was a few minutes later, when Rice pulled a gun out of the trunk of a police car and placed it at the scene of a shooting.
That gun was not Xavier's. That Xavier never had that gun. And I'll let you draw your own conclusions. We concluded that that gun was planted there. I think someone got away with murdering someone. That's what that is. That's murder.
Did it look like a drop gun? People look at television and they see things. And it's not real world.
This is Maywood Police Chief Valdemir Talley. He took over about a year after the McCord shooting. Both Babich and Rice refused to speak to us about the shooting, but both officers are still on the force, and Talley says they're good cops.
I can only imagine knowing Kyle Rice that he went out there and he wanted to do the best job that he could, and he tried to preserve evidence in whatever limited knowledge base he had, and it was wrong. And I think that the families will never be satisfied because, you know, their loved one was taken.
But Bill Barlow, who was the Maywood Village manager at the time of the shooting, says he still has questions about it.
I've heard the rumors that they took a gun from a police car and that they planted it on the person.
Barlow is retired now, but he says Rice should have been fired for moving that gun.
I mean, if nothing, they're trained, you know, you do not tamper with evidence.
So what we have here in the death of Xavier McCord is a shooting that multiple people, including the village manager at the time, find suspicious. But even if officers Babich and Rice are telling the truth, it's an incident with serious problems. In addition to the evidence tampering, the two officers broke rules that might have prevented McCord's death. And yet, nothing was done. The Maywood Police Department is not able to produce any record of any sort of internal review of the shooting. No discipline for Babich or Rice, not even retraining on how to handle a crime scene. The Illinois State Police investigated the shooting as required by law, but when they review a shooting, they're asking only one question. Did the officer commit a crime? They're not looking to see if officers follow policy or looking for lessons that could prevent future police shootings. The assumption is that the local police department will ask those questions, but they don't. Barlow was even unsure on the role of the state police after a shooting.
My understanding of what they were doing was also looking at appropriate use of force. Am I wrong there?
He is wrong, but he's not alone. A lot of village managers in the suburbs and police chiefs and many others, they all assume someone else is doing an investigation. Out of 113 suburban Cook County police shootings since 2005, WBEZ and the Better Government Association found only a handful of instances in which a department did its own review to determine if officers followed policy. We found no cases at all in which an officer was disciplined or ordered to get more training.
I'm shocked.
Frank Murphy is a former police officer and a frequent expert witness in police use of force cases.
Anytime there's a shooting involving a police officer, an independent investigation must be undertaken. And it's not just for criminal purposes. It's for administrative purposes to determine exactly what you're talking about. What agency in law enforcement would not do that?
Murphy says in New Jersey, where he used to be a cop, state policy requires those sorts of reviews. There's no such requirement in Illinois. The local chiefs and village officials who fail to do any review, they're not doing anything officially wrong. No one is telling them to take a closer look at officer shootings. I asked Illinois State Representative John Cabello, who's a Rockford police officer, if there should be a state law requiring local departments do internal reviews. He pointed to the Illinois State Police investigation, the one that looks narrowly at that one question. Did the officer commit a crime?
That is all in the report, which will always be looked upon by the state's attorney of that county.
But that all is a criminal decision. The state's attorney is making a criminal decision, not a decision about whether or not the officer was acting appropriately. Right?
But what I'm saying is that report also goes to the departments, and the departments are, I can't imagine that they're not looking to see if the policies and procedures were followed, because if the policies and procedures were not followed, there's probably going to be a lawsuit. So I can't imagine that they wouldn't be doing that.
They are not doing it in suburban Cook County, where more than 100 people have been shot by police since 2005. Xavier McCord was 20 when he was killed by police. His family and friends called him X. His mom says he was a quiet kid, but friendly, always a struggle to wake up in time for school. She says his death ripped her family apart. It's like a hole that we can't fill. I'm Patrick Smith.